Welcome to Sunday Night Blues here on the Cruise Station 102.1 WLEW FedEx Michigan.
Welcome to Sunday Night Blues, and what a way to start off tonight's show with Joe Bonamassa, recorded back in 1989 with the Danny Gatton's Band. a very young Joe Bonamassa at the age of 12. A very great video. You got to check it out on YouTube. He grew up in Utica, New York, and now lives in L.A., California. Joe is 35 years old today. Welcome to the Best in Blues here on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan, your host for the next hour. Tonight's show is brought to you by Thumb Cellular of Bad Axe, Michigan. Call them today at toll-free 1-800-443-5057. Thumb Cellular is a leading wireless provider here in the Thumb. Check them out at the website, sundaynightblues.net. Just click on the sponsor page. Tonight, Theotis E. Lee from Stone Mountain, Georgia, is our guest in the studio.
Hi, this is Theotis E. Lee, sometimes known as the stand-up ended man. I live in Stone Mountain, Georgia. Welcome to Sunday Night Blues.
Also, tonight's lineup is brought to you by the Detroit Blues Society, going strong for over 25 years. Tonight, we have Scott Holt, R.L. Burnside, by email request, Teresa James and the Rhythm Tramps, and we're also going to hear from a band called WSNB. You can email the show at pr@sundaynightblues.net for a request or comments on tonight's show. Also, check out Tizzits at the website sundaynightblues.net for your blues connections in mid-Michigan every Friday night. Coming up, Lucky Peterson and Jeff Beck. To start off Sunday Night Blues, this blues musician was born Cora Walton in Shelby County, Tennessee on September 28, 1928. American Chicago blues popularity, known as the Queen of the Blues. This blues musician, the Queen of the Blues, passed away at the age of 80 back in 2009 and left us with her R&B chart song, Wang Dang Doodle. Cora Walton, better known as Coco Taylor, and Wang Dang Doodle to start off Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
Short Jimmy here. And I'm just gonna pay a little tribute to him.
WLEW, Sunday Night Blues with Jeff Beck and Little Wing, a tribute to Stevie Ray Vaughan. Jeffrey Arnold Beck, better known as Jeff Beck, ranks number 5 in Rolling Stone's list of 100 greatest guitarists of all time. Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice as a member of the Yardbirds and as a solo artist. Here is Judge Kenneth Peterson on Sunday Night Blues with Your Blues on the Crew Station, 102.1 WLEW.
There's a lonely woman down. Yes, a lonely in the morning. gonna die. In the evening, all y'all wanna die. If I ain't dead already, you know the reason why. My mother was of the sky. My father was of the earth. I'm of the universe. Worm licks my bone. I feel so suicidal. Just like dearest Mr. Jones. Black cloud crossed my mind. Whoa, you're messing around with my soul. Oh yeah. Even hey. Soul. I even feel so suicidal. Even hate my rock and roll.
WLEW with Judge Kenneth Peterson and Your Blues. That's off his CD called The Blues White Album, a song recorded by the Beatles back in 1968. Judge Kenneth Peterson, better known as Lucky Peterson. He is a guitar and keyboard player. He was born in Buffalo, New York, and now resides in Dallas, Texas. Hey, check out Sunday Night Blues for all your blues connections, and check out our sponsor page and also past podcasts. And we also welcome Karma Inc. Apparel to the website, along with your Friday night connections for the Blues, Tizzits. They're located in Midland, Michigan, You can check them out at SundayNightBlues.net. Coming up, J.R. Clark. Email request for R.L. Burnside. And Theotis Ely is our guest in the studio tonight. But up next, a band with a great mixture of cool blues with a little bit of country twang. I'll tell you more about that coming up on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
Sunday Night Blues.
Sunday Night Blues.
Sunday Night Blues.
Sunday Night Blues.
Yeah, Sunday Night Blues, baby. Hi, people. I am Rod Moses, a.k.a. The Rod from Nigeria. And you are listening to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Bradley. Go nowhere. Don't skip the dial.
This is Paul Fisher from Port Austin, Michigan. You're in tune with Sunday Night Blues on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan.
Welcome back to Sunday Night Blues right here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW. Still to come this hour, our guest in the studio tonight is Theotis Ely from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Also on the way, an email request from Claire in East Tallis, Michigan. He wanted to hear some R.L. Burnside, and we're also going to hear from J.R. Clark. That is all on the way. You can email the show at pr@sundaynightblues.net. Love to hear from you. This next blues band plays a soulful mix of raunchy blues, Louisiana funk, and just playing a good old Texas-style roadhouse blues. This band has 8 CDs, and we'll take you back to one of them, going back to 2009. Off the band's CD called The Bottom Line, here is Teresa James and the Rhythm Tramps, and Put the Squeeze on Me. It's Sunday Night Blues on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW.
Cause you know it always comes down to that. Talking about love. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, I tell you, say what you always. I said, now, baby, oh, baby, please put the squeeze on me. It's a better thing gonna set me free. You know I just can't let you. Squeeze on me. Well, so many nights this week, you know I had you on my mind. Oh, I'm into you and I feel it so deep. Oh, it's just a matter of time. And I've got it. You on his mind. You ought to let him hear you say.
102.1 WLEW. J.R. Clark. That's off his CD called I Should Have Listened to My Conscience. The song was Lost My Job. J.R. Clark. Their band is based out of Kalamazoo, Michigan. This one's by email request from East Tawas, Michigan. Claire wanted to hear some R.L. Burnside, and It's Bad, You Know, on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan. WLEW with R.L. Burnside by email request from Claire in Tawas City, Michigan. It's Bad, You Know, born November 23rd, 1926. R.L. Burnside passed away September 1st, 2005. He was born Robert Lee Burnside, was an American blues singer, songwriter, and guitarist. The song It's Bad, You Know was used on HBO's original series The Sopranos back in 1999. You can check out R.L. Burnside at Wikipedia for his full bio. Our guest in the studio tonight is from Stone Mountain, Georgia, Theotis Edley, also coming up, the Spencer Davis Group. And we're also going to hear from Nedra Russ. Up next, for this next blues musician, well, it all started on a cool fall night at the London Victory Club in Tampa, Florida. Stick around here on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Brown. I'll tell you more about that coming up on 102.1 WLEW.
This is Griffin John from the After Hours Experience.
You're listening to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan on 102.1 WLEW. Bad Axe.
Hey, this is Bryce Chaney in the heartland, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. I'd like to welcome you to the Sunday Night Blues.
Welcome back to this edition of Sunday Night Blues right here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan. Philip Ryan, your host, bringing you the best in blues right here in mid-Michigan. And glad to have you along on this Sunday night. Hey, thanks to Thumb Sailor for sponsoring tonight's show. Give them a call today at 1-800-443-5057. Also, for Sunday night, you can check out Tizzit's. They're located in Midland, Michigan. They should be your favorite bar for your Friday night blues. You can check out Thumb Sailor and Tizzit's at the website, sundaynightblues.net. Coming up, Theotis Edley, our guest here on Sunday Night Blues. Also, Need to Rush, and if there's time allowed, the blues band called WSNB. For this next blues guitar player, well, it all started on a cool fall night in Tampa, Florida at the club, the London Victory Club. Along with his dad, they attended a Buddy Guy gig. Well, the rest, as they say, is history. On that night, in that club on the stage, roaring through that 100-foot guitar cable and pouring out those Marshall speakers, this blues musician just fell in love with Buddy Guy. And there's only one way Scott Hole plays guitar. And on his new t-shirt, it says, "Loud is good." It's Scott Hole on Sunday Night Blues on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, and breaking up somebody's home.
Being around home alone on a rainy night like this, starving for your love, hungry for just one kiss. Every raindrop I hear on my window pane, beat so loud and clear, words just call your name. Got nowhere to turn to, tired of being alone, feel like breaking up somebody's home. Well, I know it's useless, hanging on the she belongs to someone else. Control the feeling, but after all, I didn't make myself. Last night I cried so hard, I believe I caught a chill. Can't control the vibrations, my heart just won't stand still. Got nowhere to turn to, tired of being alone.
Look at him.
Feel like breaking up somebody's home. Someone else.
102.1 WLEW with Scott Holt and Breaking Up Somebody's Home. And Sunday Night Blues welcome Theotis Ely from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Theotis is on the Thumb Cellular Wireless Hotline tonight. Theotis, how are you tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem, man. It's great to have you on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan. Well, I was reading your bio that at the age of four, when you picked up your first instrument, the guitar, tell us a little bit about that. You were in your brother's band?
No, I wasn't in my brother's band at the age of four, but at the age of about, I was about four to five years old when my brother YZ taught me my first run on the guitar, and I sit around and watch him play and learn more. Just playing the guitar. I started messing around with the guitar. I learned how to play one song around about 5 years old, 4 or 5 years old.
Theotis Ely, our guest tonight on Sunday Night Blues on a Thumb Cellular Wireless Hotline. And Theotis, you grew up on Highway 61 in Mississippi across from Miss Willie Mae's Juke Joint. What was that like?
Well, actually, I remembered it as Miss Willie Mae's Juke Joint. Because that was the latest name that was the husband of the person that really owned the place. But my brother Wise, he made me just reminded me a couple of years ago that it was really called Mr. Full Reed. Now, how do you spell Full Reed? I don't know. So it's Willie Mays was the latest. But anyway, it was a lot of fun because I got to sit on my front porch, which I wasn't allowed to go to the club, but I was to sit on my front porch and I could hear the blues players that came through there playing, like my brothers. And I had a guy that you might have heard of him. His name is Little Jimmy Reed.
Oh, yeah.
He came through there and played Hezekiah Early. So I just pretty much got to be able to sit and listen from a child to great blues.
You're listening to Sunday Night Blues here on 102.1 WLEW. Tonight, Theotis Ely is our guest on the Thumb Cellular Wireless Hotline. And Theotis, in 2006, you released an album called I'm the Man You Need. And blues fans think you disappeared for a little while from the blues scenes, but in reality, you had health issues.
No, I don't know why blues fans would think that I disappeared because this one guy did a write-up on me right after I got out of the house. All I did was, I had a coronary artery problem. The triple bypass took me about a month to recover from that. And, I've been great ever since. I don't know why they would think I disappeared from the scene.
Theotis Ely, our special guest tonight on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan. And can you tell the blues audience about your stand-up In It project?
Around May of 2004, it got picked up. It was a single released to be number one on the Billboard R&B hip-hop single sales chart. And then as we put the album out, the album debuted on the Billboard blues charts as number four. It would have debuted probably number two or three, but at the time, I think they had released the album on Stevie Ray, and then one of those rock groups. What's the guy's name that, Steven Tyler?
Steven Tyler from Aerosmith.
His group?
Yeah, from Aerosmith.
Yeah, I think Aerosmith had put out a blues album. And quite naturally, I couldn't compete with them. So I think they debuted like number two or three. So I consequently, my stand-up In It album in 2004, May of 2004, debuted as number four on the Billboard blues chart, and it stayed in the top 10 for about 10, several weeks. It stayed in there, about four, five, 6 weeks. It stayed in the top 10. And like I said, and after that, I did the album "I'm the Man You Need," and then I did a live album about a year after I did "I'm the Man You Need." It's called "Theotis Ely Alive." One of the songs on the album, which is called "Theotis What's Up." Some great players to help me with the album. Hi, this is Theotis Ely, sometimes known as the Stand Up In It Man. I live in Stone Mountain, Georgia. Welcome to Sunday Night Blues.
Now this song is going out to all of you players. Wannabe players, wannabe pimps, Mac Daddies, or whatever you call yourself. Well, you better get your game face on. Cause this old lady told me one time, she said, son, you men think you know what women want, but you don't. And then she went on to tell me a story, and it goes something like this. All you wannabe lovers, there's something you need to know. Now this old lady told me a story a long time ago. She said the oldest men think they know what women want, whole thing is, boy, they really don't. She said, I had a man who thought he was the world's greatest lover, but when you had his time up, he was just a 5-minute brother. He used to squeeze it, you know, one night we was making love, he said, that thing is so damn good, I wanna put it in my pipe and smoke it. She said, the Otis, you need to know that you can squeeze it or you can stroke it. Do any darn thing you got the notion, but you ain't get a doggone thing until you stand up in it. Stand up in it. Now this wannabe brother who thought he was the world's greatest lover stopped by my house the other day and caught me with my part-time love. He said, baby, baby, why you messing around on me? I make sure your rent's paid, I make sure your cable's on. Now just the other day, I bought you a cell phone. Baby, ooh baby, why you do me this way? She said, the oldest men think they know what women want, but the truth about the whole thing is, boy, they really don't. Now you can play around with it, boy, and stroke it, do any darn thing you got a notion, but you ain't did a doggone thing until you stand up in it. Now you can squeeze it, and you can stroke it, but you ain't did a doggone thing until you stand up in it. Oh, you got to stand up in it, boy. Ooh, you got to stand up in it. Yes, you do. Yes, she said, now, Leotis, play that guitar for me like you're standing up in it. I said, all right. I went to do it. She said, no, 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 go, go. Play it like you're standing, you know, stand up in it. What? Known up in it. I said, okay then, all right then. I said,
snag it, stroke it, rub it, squeeze it, tease it.
but you ain't did nothing until you stand up, baby.
This is Nedra Russ from West Point, California, and I'd like to welcome you to Sunday Night Blues. Hey there, little bumblebee, buzzing around me. Come over here, bumblebee, and give me some honey, bumblebee, my bumblebee. My little bumblebee. Hey there, little bumblebee, come and land on me. Ever so gently, I will set you free, bumblebee, my bumblebee. Hey, my little bumblebee. You know that you love me. See that guy over there. Sting him once for me, bumblebee, my bumblebee. Hey, my little bumblebee. Bumblebee. Hey, my little bumblebee.
WLEW Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan, and in tonight's show with Nedra Rush and Little Bumblebee. Singer, songwriter, harmonica player, Nedra Rush stands a mere 4'10" tall. This larger than life harmonica player is also a recognizable artist. Nedra's work has been displayed from coast to coast. Hey, thanks to Theotis Ely from Stone Mountain, Georgia, our guest in the studio tonight. You can check out Theotis Ely at the website sundaynightblues.net. We also invite you to check out Sunday Night Blues at the Facebook page, Sunday Night Blues / Philip Ryan. Just hit the like button and please leave a comment or a request. Join us next week for the 2012 Detroit Blues Society Finals at Callahan's. You can get all the information at the website, sundaynightblues.net. As this is Philip Ryan, keeping the blues alive and well, right here in mid-Michigan on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW. Bad Axe, Michigan. Check us out at the website, sundaynightblues.net, anytime. And a very special hello going out to my granddaughter, Jackie, tonight. Take care, blues fans.
This is Rick from WLEW. Thank you for listening to the finest in blues with Philip Ryan on the Sunday Night Blues Show on Cruise 102.